You made somebody's heart break. Radio America in Washington, D.C. Now I have to let you go.
This is.
I have to let you go.
The G. Gordon Liddy Show.
I got a disease deep inside me, makes me feel uneasy, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my guest by satellite from Macedonia is Sam Vaknin. He is the author of 9 books on the topic of narcissistic personality disorder, NPD in particular. And his Barnes & Noble bestseller is Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited. His work is cited frequently in scholarly tomes and publications and in the media. And Mr. Vaknin, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the first thing I want to ask you is off the subject a little bit, but are there still fighting about whether or not Macedonia is part of Greece? Is that still going on?
Well, the debate is actually about Macedonia's name. The Greeks claim that they have a monopolistic right on the adjective Macedonian and on the name Macedonia because they are part of Greek heritage. And the Macedonians claim to have been here forever and that they've always felt that they are Macedonians and therefore have the perfect right to use the adjective and the term and the word and so on and so forth. So it's a debate about the name and whether Macedonians have the right to self-designate as Macedonians or whether this is a Greek monopoly.
I see. Well, this goes all the way back to Philip of Macedon and the father of Alexander the Great, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Okay, now let's discuss narcissism. And you have in your book behavior patterns that you list and what have you. The first person that comes to mind to me to apply these tests to would be the late and unlamented Adolf Hitler. Would his be a narcissistic personality in your view?
Well, my view is less important in this case. A much, much more renowned psychoanalyst by the name of Erich Fromm has diagnosed both Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin as narcissists, malignant narcissists. So here we can resort to a much higher authority, scholarly authority. Later on, various discoveries, an OSS profile of Adolf Hitler, files released by Russia after the Soviet Union has collapsed, gave greater insight into the personalities of Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler, and they seem to have been confirmed psychopathic narcissists. It's a sort of a subspecies of narcissists.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether you have looked at, I know that there's a disclaimer in your work saying, you know, to make diagnoses like this, you really have to you know, interview the people involved and so on. But given what is known publicly about Barack Obama, what would your assessment be?
Well over a year ago, I've published an article titled Barack Obama, a narcissist or merely narcissistic? It was based on close to 1,000 hours of video, the interviews conducted by others with his nearest and dearest, with his closest aides and so on and so forth, and various media reports. So a year ago, I wasn't quite sure what he is, whether he merely has narcissistic traits, which he amply, you know, does, or whether he is a full-fledged narcissist, meaning that he suffers from a narcissistic personality disorder. But that was a year ago. Since then, he has become the president of the United States, which, in my view at least, is a major calamity. And we have a lot more material to go on. And based on this material, I feel a bit more confident in saying that there are strong indications that he is a full-fledged narcissist, someone suffering from a pathology of character and a pathology of personality known formally and clinically as narcissistic personality disorder and described at length in the DSM, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, published by the American Psychiatric Association.
Well, Mr. Vaknin, does it extend to psychopathic narcissism?
Well, that's difficult to tell because he has been only 200 days in office, and psychopathy takes time to unravel and to reveal itself. The psychopathic tendencies of narcissists usually are reactive. They happen when the narcissist is under emotional stress. They occur or they recur when the narcissist is exposed to disagreement and criticism. The psychopathic element of narcissism is usually reactive. Now, Obama hasn't been under sufficient stress hitherto and hasn't been criticized by the mainstream media and others. Actually, is a cult figure in many localities worldwide. So we didn't have a chance to see him in circumstances which usually yield psychopathic behavior. However, narcissistic behaviors are rampant. Anything from opportunistic lying and flip-flopping on positions and ideals, body language, pronoun density, which I would be happy to explain if you ask me to, magical thinking, feeling of immunity, grandiosity, and so on and so forth. There's a whole host of narcissistic traits and behaviors that are clearly there.
Well, I would understand pronoun density to be constant self-reference. I this and you know, yes, I me.
I me myself.
Yeah, but tell me about magical thinking, though. Explain that if you would.
Magical thinking is a very primitive psychological defense mechanism. In other words, it's a primitive way of relating to the world, which usually typifies children. In early childhood, and has various components. First of all, the setting of unrealistic goals within an unrealistically ambitious agenda. We see that with Barack Obama. Then fantastic claims regarding oneself and one's ability to influence the world. Then the belief that one is immune to the consequences of one's actions. Then imperturbability. Sang-froid, the fact that he's always cool, is even under pressure and so on. This, by the way, is a psychopathic trait. So all these elements where the narcissist believes that he's some kind of magician and that with his thoughts and words, he can alter the world to conform to some extremely unrealistic view of his messianic cosmic role on the one hand, and of an agenda which he has. The narcissist believes that merely by thinking about this agenda and by expressing his wishes, the world will have transformed itself.
Well, what, Mr. Vaknin, in your view, is the secret of the success of people like this? I mean, after all, in Adolf Hitler, you had someone who ruled over a great empire. In Joseph Stalin, you had someone who ruled over a great empire. In Barack Obama, he has become president of the United States. Some people define that as being the most powerful man in the world. What is the secret that enables these people to achieve that kind of power?
Well, the sad answer is that the pathologies of these people resonate with the pathologies of the age in which they operate and of their societies. When a society is in an anomic state, in a state of crisis, in a state of disorientation, in a state of dislocation, it could be war, it could be economic crisis. When a society finds itself so broken, and lacking in direction, such people rise to power. all the people that you've mentioned have risen to power in times of massive dislocation, massive crisis. The same, to some extent, is true of Barack Obama. He has risen to power in times of crisis. Now, why? But your question is, why would people elect such people to office in times of crisis? Well, simply because people in times of crisis resort to self-delusion and fantasy. One of our main defenses against harsh reality is the world of fantasy. And the narcissist caters to this need of people, this need that people have to dream, to fantasize, escapism, to escape. The narcissist is a master manipulator and a thespian, an actor. And the narcissist gives people the illusion that they seek. People want to be deceived in such situations, and the narcissist is a master deceiver. It doesn't matter to people what is the truth, what is reality. It doesn't matter to them whether the narcissist's biography is confabulated or not, and most narcissists have confabulated biographies. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to them whether he means what he says or whether it's just an expediency.
All right, Mr. Vaknin, we need to take a quick break for the benefit of our sponsors. If you'll stand by, we'll be right back to you after these words. My guest is Sam Vaknin, the author of Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited.
The has-been high school hero, he's first in line in his own mind and doesn't care about the rest. A handsome half-wit zero, he'll be your friend until the end. You're the coolest and the best. He falls in love with his reflection in the glass. He can't resist you staring back. He makes the case that all you've ever needed is a pretty face. But the bottom line about it is I never was. It's all he'll ever be. He can't.
If anybody feels like they don't know me by now, let me try to give you some answers. Who is Barack Obama? Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton.
This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Electra. If you ever wanted to take a cruise, there's no better time than right now. It's free. Caribbean Cruise Line is offering a free two-night cruise to promote their flagship, the stunning Bahamas Celebration, to anyone who calls right now. Your free cruise vacation includes a comfortable cabin, all your delicious meals, live entertainment, Las Vegas-style casino, a relaxing spa, three separate kids clubs, and a fun-filled day in Nassau. Don't miss out. Call now.
Just call toll-free, 1-800-268-9950. That's 1-800-268-9950 now to claim your free Florida Bahamas cruise vacation. You just pay a small port fee, and your cruise vacation, including meals, is absolutely free.
Take it from me, Carmen Electra. You're going to love it.
Call 1-800-268-9950. That's 1-800-268-9950 now.
The following message is brought to you by Ethanol Across America, and this is an Ethanol Minute.
My name is Senator Tim Wirth, the President of the United Nations Foundation. As we all know, the world is at a critical turning point. Climate change is a threat to our prosperity, putting our coastlines, forests, agriculture, and water resources at risk. The world has to stop using the atmosphere as a garbage dump. 40% of our global warming pollution in the United States comes from the use of oil. So we must find clean alternatives to oil and clean alternatives that are domestic, not international. Advanced biofuels can be made from grasses, fast-growing trees, agricultural residues, even trash. Combined with farm and forestry practices that store carbon in soils, these biofuels can be made a lot cleaner than gasoline. Leftovers from the production process can be burned to make electricity. These practices can make biofuels a major contributor to reducing our dependence on oil, protecting the climate, and creating new jobs in rural America. The United States is known for its spirit of innovation. Let's use that spirit to meet our energy and climate challenges head on, and let's do it now. I'm Tim Wirth, and this has been an Ethanol Minute.
Ethanol Across America is a nonpartisan, nonprofit education campaign of the Clean Fuels Foundation in Washington, D.C. For more information, go to ethanolacrossamerica.net.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm dancing. Woo!
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I got the stack of cash with the googly eyes. I love him. Some money I'm saving with Geico. It was so easy.
Yeah, got that. But there's just one thing.
What?
You're dancing at work, John.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
AutoZone. When it comes to your battery, you can stay in charge this summer with Duralast, exclusively at AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
Extreme summer heat is the number one reason for battery failure. Don't let a dead battery spoil your summer fun by leaving you stranded with no warning. Get to AutoZone and replace your old battery with a new Duralast battery, engineered to start in the most extreme conditions. Get your car ready for summer. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
Surely my boutique hotel is not included in that.
Yes, it is, lady.
My band, Sned Leplin, stays in chain hotels just off the freeway. Those included?
With Hotels.com, you bet, Mr. Brojangles.
What about a bed and breakfast?
Faux shizzle.
Hotels on the moon?
No.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-556-4790. 1-800-556-4790. Call now. 1-800-556-4790. 1-800-556-4790.
The G-Man is back.
Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine park and your clothes. You had the Dom Perignon in your hand and the spoon up your nose.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back with my very special guest via satellite from Macedonia, Sam Vaknin, who's the author of the Barnes & Noble bestseller, Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited. And when we had to take time off for our commercials there, Mr. Vaknin,
we were talking
about Barack Obama. And I wonder if we know enough about his youth. I mean, we can't even figure out where he was born. There's very strong indications he was born in Mombasa, Kenya, but he claims it to have been born in Hawaii, and then the next thing you know, his mother has abandoned the father and gone to Seattle, and then she remarries, and he's off to Indonesia. What can you tell us about his youth, or at least his purported childhood?
Well, current thinking in developmental psychology is that a childhood so replete with traumas, abandonment, and dislocations, cultural and geographical, usually yields a personality disorder. It doesn't have to be narcissistic. It could be borderline. It could be another type. But no one escapes unscathed from such a childhood. It is extremely inconceivable, I don't want to say impossible, but extremely inconceivable that Barack Obama, who has been abandoned by his mother twice, who has been shunted between cultures, civilizations, countries throughout his first 10 years, who has been abandoned by his father, and so on and so forth, it's extremely unlikely that this man is the only man, the only person to have escaped unscathed with a perfectly intact functional personality, and so on and so forth. That's very unlikely. It's very likely that such a traumatic childhood has caused some kind of a personality or characterological pathology. Now, what happens is that a child that undergoes such a harrowing ordeal, a mixed race marriage when this was not very common, Africa, Indonesia, United States, mothers, grandmothers, fathers vanishing, reappearing, dying in accidents. I mean, it sounds like a very bad telenovela. A child which undergoes such a harrowing ordeal usually develops a defense. The child is hurt by such things. Of course, there is pain, emotional pain, and so on. And in order to avoid this recurring nightmare, in order to avoid the pain, the child invents an imaginary self. We call it, in professional terms, a false self. The false self is everything that the child is not. The child is helpless. The false self is omnipotent. The child doesn't know what's happening, cannot predict the future because everyone keeps vanishing around him, and the false self is omniscient. The child is treated as an object by his nearest and dearest, and the false self is all-powerful and all-controlling, and so on and so forth. The false self defends the child, protects the child from emotional hurt. As the child grows and becomes an adolescent, later on an adult, he doesn't let go of the false self because the false self has served him well. The false self has been adaptive. False self helped him to function when otherwise he would have gone mad. So it's very hard to let go of the false self. And gradually, there's a process of body snatching. The false self displaces the true self, snatches the body of the narcissist, and inhabits it. It's kind of an alien emanation which pervades the narcissist on a cellular level. The narcissist vanishes, and instead there's a mask, a persona, an apparition, something that was concocted by the child at an early phase of his life, and later on this thing destroyed the child and became the only existing entity. Now the narcissist spends the rest of his life trying to convince because narcissist knows that this is a false thing, narcissist is trying to convince the rest of the world that the false self is actually not false at all, that indeed the narcissist is omniscient, know-all, that indeed the narcissist is omnipotent, that indeed the narcissist has magical powers. Narcissist knows that his personality is a scam, but is trying to convince the rest of the world that it's true. In this sense, the narcissist is a deep-set con artist. The very essence of narcissism is one giant con artistry.
Oh my, well, you seem to have described Obama to a T.
Yes, I agree.
How can we learn more about your article, sir?
Obama cares because he's so concerned with what people would think about him, because he's so dependent on what we call in psychological jargon, we call it narcissistic life.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vakhtin. We've run out of time. It's absolutely fascinating. How can we get more information from you?
Well, you can visit my website, www.narcissistic-abuse.com, or if you feel like it, you can buy my book, Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited.
And Sam Vakhtin, Vakhtin. Thank you so
Truly.
Much, sir.
Thank you for having me on your show, sir.
This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.